I'm Jack Lessenberry. There's a legend that Secretary of State Dean Rusk summed up what happened in the Cuban Missile Crisis by saying, "We were eyeball to eyeball, and I think the other fellow just blinked." Well, things were considerably more complicated than that. But right now, the governor and the legislature are eyeball to eyeball over the future of teacher pensions in the state, and it isn't clear who will be blinking. Put another way, it isn't clear whether the governor will finally muster the guts to refuse to sign off on something he knows is bad policy on so many levels. Actually, this is mainly a showdown between Governor Snyder and Arlen Meekhoff, the majority leader in the state Senate. Meekhoff seems to have it in for public school teachers. Republicans have long hated the Michigan Education Association and the Michigan Federation of Teachers. That's somewhat understandable, since those unions have a history of contributing campaign funds to Democratic candidates and liberal causes. But in a world where education is more critical than ever, attacking teachers themselves is baffling. What's even more baffling is that Meekhoff, who sent his children to private schools, is insisting on something that's both bad for teachers and makes no common sense. Michigan teachers used to have a generous defined benefit pension, and those of us who know how hard they work think most deserved it. But in recent years, that's been replaced by a hybrid that combines a reduced pension with a 401k benefit plan. This plan is fully funded and completely solvent. Getting rid of it, on the other hand, would cost the state hundreds of millions immediately and billions over the next few years. Exactly how much is in dispute, but last year, the nonpartisan Senate Fiscal Agency estimated a similar attempt to get rid of the last vestiges of teacher pensions would cost taxpayers almost $4 billion over the next 5 years. Now, it is true that Michigan has an estimated $29 billion in unfunded liabilities related to the earlier full-service pension plan. Something does need to be done about that. But we're comparing grapes and grapefruit here. Once again, Meekhoff and his allies want to replace a current, fully funded pension plan with one that would be less good and cost taxpayers more. Besides the sheer, spiteful irrationality, consider this. Michigan desperately needs the best teachers possible to inspire students, nearly all of whom now need some form of higher education. Michigan is making teaching a less and less desirable occupation. We're paying teachers less and cutting their benefits. Gretchen Whitmer, a Democratic candidate for governor, is both the daughter and granddaughter of teachers. When her own daughter told her recently that she wanted to be a teacher, Whitmer reacted with a mixture of pride and concern. The night before, she'd been told that a first-year teacher in Alpena with one child qualified for food stamps. "Who's going to go in the teaching?" she asked. After all, why would they? What's fascinating is that in a gesture of contempt for his fellow Republican governor, Meekhoff says he'll refuse to negotiate, and if the governor doesn't give in to his demands, there won't be a budget. What finally happens may show us exactly what Rick Snyder is made of.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.